Have you ever begged a man for permission to come? You know, it's something when I've got some faggot on the phone and I've told you you can't come until I've given you permission. There's something about the way you get so frantic, so needy, so excited that it's really clear that you're having something of a peak experience, if you will. That's when you're there, I have your undivided attention, now don't I? Because you need it. It's urgent, isn't it? When you really need to get off, but you can't, because Master said so. You're horny, you're hard, you really need this, and yet you're going to obey. Because there's something inside you that knows you have to obey me. You need to, it's important, this need to obey me. Because you know, you could just rub one out and be done with it, but that wouldn't be exciting at all, now would it be? In fact, next to the heart-pounding thrill of being on that edge and being where you need to be, begging a real man for permission to come, just rubbing one out is sad. What a letdown that would be. Now, you need more. You need connection, and you need a master to obey, because as a faggot slave, you're incomplete without one. That's why rubbing one out feels so sad and lonely. You need to be under a real man's control. You already know that. I know you know that because you wouldn't be on my list if you aren't some sort of faggot who needs a real man to be in charge of you. This much, you know this already. Because what does it do to you? When you're on your knees, your dick is hard in your hand, you're needing to come so badly, and yet you won't. Because you obey Master. The real man hasn't given you permission to come, so you won't. What does that do to you? Well, it's humiliating, isn't it? To know you're not in charge. There's a fear, even. I might just say, nah, not today. And laugh at you as you have to put your pathetic dick back away for the day, no coming. And you're going to think about me the whole damn day, you and your sad blue balls. And yet, even that is fucking exciting for you, isn't it? Not in spite of the humiliation and suffering, but because it's humiliating, because you'll suffer for me. The thought of spending your day in that particular predicament, that's fucking hot for you. It's funny for me, I get a kick out of it, but hot and exciting for you. And you never know, I might. Sometimes I do, sometimes I tell you, you don't get to come today. So you beg, and you don't know what will happen. Because you are not in control. And that's what it does to you. That's what it means. It lets you know that you are not in control. Master is in control. And that, more than getting off, more than busting your little nut, knowing that Master is in control is exactly what you pathetic faggot slave, it's exactly what you need.